So I think it's always a good thing. So I know when I give a gift, I like to spend some time thinking about it and planning about it and wondering if this is a good thing or that would be a good thing and would they, so forth and so on. So our Heavenly Father, if he didn't have to think about it, if this was right or wrong, he knew. But he most assuredly had a plan, and it wasn't an overnight proposition. All right. The earth is the Lord's, and he is its king, barring from Augustine. Way back in Genesis, he proved himself generous, creating a world full of infinite displays of beauty. Not only to show his brilliance and creativity, but to bring us joy. I mean, I don't know where you are, Sarah, but here where I live, the sunsets are just been spectacular, and you just super abundant beauty. Yes, joy, so many, there is no way to count them all. Psalm 16 says, he is always carrying pleasures in his right hand forever. He created man and woman to live in this place. He created so full of wonders and to receive his love, but they brought sin into it. God does not cohabitate with sin. So the result was separation from him. A separation that we inherit. Mankind has continued the pattern Israel set through the centuries. We reject the eternal, invisible, immortal, only wise king and desire to rule ourselves. Remember, there's the judges, and they wanted first Saul, then David, and so forth, so on. And the Lord tells the prophet, they're not rejecting, the prophets are really rejecting me. That's that one. And okay, yes, but he loves us despite all of this, and he knows our needs better than we do. Very true. And so the world was, and we are, in need of redemption, a redemption God knew about before the world began. It's hard to imagine, but awe-inspiring to think that he chose us to be in Christ, reconciled to himself before the tragic events in the garden ever took place. And that would be from Ephesians 1:3-8. He thought of us before time, and the solution he thought of was a gift, something that would cost the most precious thing he had, but without which we would be separated from him forever. And we should let that sink in. God knew who we would be and wanted us. And through the create, and though the creation was full of thousands of versions of flowers and plants and trees and animals and waters and stars and stones, he chose the only thing he had, only one of. He chose to send his son.
Yeah, it's a profundity of love, almost I mean, it is unfathomable, right? I mean, it will take it's why God will give us eternity to meditate upon it, because there will be no plumbing of its depths.
No, not a bit. Not a bit. So how do we choose a gift? So that's how God chose a gift. He chose the most precious thing he had and only one of. And so we're conscious that our gifts remind us of that great gift of all time. God has given his own son to us as Savior and Redeemer. So we give to each other humble gifts of love to celebrate God's great gift of love, Jesus Christ. Our gift giving should have some resemblance to the Father's gift of his son. And I think that that's good, that is a good measure, a resemblance. It can't be exact, but then it shouldn't be so devoid of Christ that the charge of commercialization. right? Could be bent. I think that's where it comes from, is that we've lost the measure.
Right. That's true. That's actually a very good thing. We've lost the measure.
All right. We could have, if there's no more thoughts, we could have a very sharp meditation here, and then it looks like we could wrap up in the next one.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah.
Okay. All right, my friends, till then, fide sriracha.